Findlay's home of Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at noon on 1330 WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood warning in effect for Hancock County until 10:15, and a flood watch in effect for the entire listening area until about noontime. It'll be mostly cloudy today. Some occasional showers and thunderstorms this morning, turning a bit more widely scattered this afternoon, with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight, humid, chance of a thunderstorm with a low near 70. And for Wednesday, hotter and more humid with a chance of just some scattered storms and a high in the lower 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
And right now we have 69 degrees in Findlay. Let's go through the closings and delays that we have this morning. There are several. Angeline School is closed. Angeline Industries on a two-hour delay. No bus transportation. Blanchard Valley Industries on a two-hour delay this morning. Mohawk is on a two-hour delay. New Regal, a two-hour delay. Upper Sandusky is now closed, so make note of that. That one is new. Almost Home Preschool on a two-hour delay this morning. Christian Cuddle Care is closed. Kids Are Kids Child Care is closed first shift. One Amazing Place Child Care Center is closed this morning. Also, the Summer Fabs program at Wilson Vance has been canceled for today. Triumph Thermal Solutions in Forest on a two-hour delay. The Village of Cary has implemented a Level 3 weather emergency, emergency vehicles only on the roads, please. And please note that the Findlay Courier tells us delivery will be delayed, especially in the outlying areas outside of the city of Findlay, probably until at least daybreak. We were told that a lot of the motor route carriers not even attempting to go out until the sun comes up and they can see where those high water areas are. And as a general rule of thumb, that's probably not a bad idea for one and all. If you can put off your travel this morning until at least daybreak, when you can better see where the high water areas are, that would be a real good idea. We got a list, a preliminary list of roads where there are water problems from the Findlay Police Department. We have not gotten a list from the Hancock County Sheriff's Office yet. We are expecting that shortly, and as soon as we do, we'll pass that information along. But there are several, suffice to say, there are several areas of high water. All of the usual trouble spots you can expect will be trouble spots this morning, and if not most of the day. Ground is, that's the problem. Once the water gets up there and it crosses the road, it has a hard time, you know, going down. You know, the waters have a hard time receding because the ground is so saturated there. But in any event, the list that we have from the Findlay Police Department includes Prentice from Bolton to Anna, between Blanchard and Osborne, Bright Road from Sandusky to Tiffin, Lisa from Glenwood to Jennifer Lane, the 100 block of East Polk, Manor Hill at Bright Road, the 100 to 300 blocks of Davis, 1600 to 2000 blocks of Tiffin Avenue, Plaza Drive between Tiffin and Fostoria, Bernard Park, Rockwell from Bolton to Broad, Broad at Rockwell, 2100 block of Fostoria, Rector to Melrose, 236 is flooded on both sides, 236 from Tiffin to Sandusky, Oakdale Avenue, Broad at Trenton, McManus at Tiffin, North Main at Brindle's Appliance. Again, a lot of the normal trouble spots are trouble spots this morning. Slow down, take it easy, don't try to cross high water, you don't know how deep it is. It's probably deeper than you think. That's usually the case. And you don't know what's in that water either. You know, running over sticks and all kinds of junk that you don't want to get up into the underside of your car. So just avoid the trouble spots as best you can. If we get anything more specific, of course, we'll pass it along to you right away. You keep it right here on your weather authority, 1330 WFIN. And by the way, the complete list of delays and closings and all of that can be found online at WFIN.com. Just click on the school delays and event delays and closings links there, and that'll get you all of the information that we have, and it's continuously updated all morning long. 641 now on 1330 WFIN.
Dick Doherty's Findlay.
There'll be a chicken barbecue for lunch. Get your tickets from the museum, pre-sale only. This message provided by WFIN.
Kind of a busy morning this morning already here. 6:43 on 1330 WFIN. Today is Tuesday. That means new releases on home video and DVD. And since you can't go out, find out what is new on the door. I guess you would have to go out to get these off the store shelves, wouldn't you? Well, anyway, let's find out what is new on the small screen this week. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
It's DVD Day on Movies.com, your guide to what's new on home video. Halle Berry goes undercover to catch a killer in Perfect Stranger.
They met online and had one hell of a weekend.
When her childhood friend is murdered, she poses as an office temp to play online footsie with a powerful CEO.
The boss is kind of hot. Married. He had a couple of inter-office flings and paid a lot of money to make them go away.
Bruce Willis is the misbehaving boss.
I gotta get close to this guy.
Some TV on DVD.
Betty Suarez.
Hi, that's me.
Ugly Betty Season 1. Catch the whole season as smart, sweet, hardworking Betty Suarez tries her best to fit in at Mode Magazine. South Park Season 10 will keep you laughing. And if you want to go way back to Cartoon Land, Popeye the Sailor 1933 to 1938 release celebrates the early years of the spinach-eating, muscle-bound Sailor Man. For more on these and other new releases, log on to Movies.com. For ABC Radio and Movies.com, I'm Daria Albinger.
I'll take Popeye over South Park any day. That's just me, though. More TV on DVD this week. House Season 3, the acclaimed Fox Medical series, is out on DVD. And the first season, the complete first season, 12 episodes of Till Death, that is the sitcom from the Fox Television Network. A couple of other movies that might be worth a look on DVD. The Ultimate Gift stars James Garner and Abigail Breslin. It's based on the novel by Jim Stovall. When Jason Stevens' grandfather, Red, dies, the young man expects to collect a massive inheritance. However, Red decides to send his grandson on a journey to complete 12 tasks, which he calls gifts. It's rated PG from the Fox Studios. And a movie called Broken English, rated PG-13. Parker Posey shines in this. The critics loved it. Nora Wilder is a 30-something woman who realizes all her friends are either married or in a relationship while she's still single. After a series of disastrous dates, Nora meets a quirky Frenchman who changes her life. And that is out on home video and DVD this week. You know, one other thing, speaking of home entertainment, I noticed this in the news. There's a big war. You remember years ago the home video war between VHS and Betamax videotapes? There is a similar war shaping up between high-definition DVD formats, with more HD TVs being sold. The battle for viewing supremacy on home video is really heating up. Here's ABC's Dave Alpert with the latest.
Where is Shrek?
Shrek will only be available on HD DVD, along with Transformers and the other movies distributed by Paramount and DreamWorks. Fox and MGM announced 29 titles, like the new Die Hard flick, will be released exclusively on the competing and incompatible Blu-ray format. Fox says their decision was based on more Blu-ray players being sold. Paramount went with HD DVD, they say, because the players are lower priced. Three of the six major Hollywood studios now back Blu-ray: Sony, Disney, and Fox. Two support HD DVD, Paramount and Universal. Only one, Warner Brothers, releases movies in both formats. Dave Halpert, ABC News, Hollywood.
So those are the two competing standards, HD DVD and Blu-ray DVD. And again, these would be for your high-definition televisions. All of the studios continue to make all of their releases available in standard definition DVDs. The word is that the competing formats are hurting sales of high-definition DVD players because people are just kind of waiting to see which one emerges as the standard. There are a few on the market that will play both, but those are very rare and still very expensive. It is 6:47 now on 1330 WFIN. Interesting stuff. Let's get another check of sports. Weather is coming up. We'll run through the delays in just a little bit as well with the weather. A lot of rain overnight, a lot of flooded areas and high water and so on. Be very careful if you're out on the roads. Details on that coming up after another check of sports. And here is Chris Miller. Good morning, Chris.
And good morning to you. In 1330 WFIN's November, I'm Chris Miller, WFIN Sports.
Boy, they are struggling with the weather up north of us as well, sounds like.
It's wet all over.
We're having trouble driving in Findlay and in Hancock County, and they're having trouble driving at Michigan International Speedway for the past few days.
Yeah, I'd hate to hit one of those puddles at 180 miles an hour.
that's not a time you want to be hydroplaning when you're flying around the track at that kind of speed. Chris, thanks very much. It is 6:52. We'll get a check of the weather forecast coming up next.
This is Toyota Bob.
Market. See Brad Bowen at Veerhoff's Carpet Outlet, home of the Mohawk Smart Strand Collection, the softest carpet around with a lifetime stain warranty. Veerhoff's Carpet Outlet, 2 miles east of Findlay on Route 12.
Weather is a service of Veerhoff's Carpet Outlet and the Storm Center 11 forecast from meteorologist Mike Stone. Showers and storms will become more widely scattered this afternoon, but well, the damage is done. We've got a lot of high water to contend with this morning. A high of 80 this afternoon, too. A chance of a thunderstorm remaining tonight. Kind of muggy. Overnight low of 71. And then some scattered storms are still possible tomorrow. Turning hot and humid. A high of 91 for tomorrow. So the weather is going to get a lot warmer here in the next 24 to 48 hours. Currently, it is 69 degrees in Findlay at 1330 WFIN. The city of Findlay has opened their emergency call center because of all of the high water, 424-7000 for those in need. That'll be open most of the day. Here's the delays and closings list that we have thus far. We'll start with the preschools and daycare centers. Almost Home Preschool on a 2-hour delay. Christian Cuddle Care is closed. Kids Are Kids Child Care is closed on their first shift. Just the first shift closed. One Amazing Place Child Care Center is closed. Other closings include Angeline School. They are closed. Angeline Industries on a 2-hour delay. No bus transportation. Blanchard Valley Industries on a 2-hour delay this morning. Mohawk on a 2-hour delay. New Regal a 2-hour delay. Upper Sandusky's Teacher work day has been canceled, so make note of that. Upper Sandusky closed. And then other items here, Triumph Thermal Solutions in Forest on a 2-hour delay. The Summer Fabs program at Wilson Vance has been canceled for today. Curbside Recycling in Cary has been canceled. That's probably because the entire village of Cary is now under a level 3 weather emergency. They are asking emergency vehicles only to be on the roads, please. And make note, if you are, especially in the outlying areas, motor routes for the Findlay Courier delivery is going to be delayed because of the flooding. They're not going to send those drivers out until daybreak. So the paper is probably going to be a little bit late getting to you this morning. But don't worry, they'll get it there. That is everything that we have as of right now. If we get anything new, of course, we'll pass it along to you right away. 1330 WFIN.
This is Paul Harvey, Jr. 21 Ford. Model T. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Coming up on 7 o'clock now, news is next. And on the way in the next half hour, not only will we keep you up to date on the latest weather situation, but we'll talk a little back to school. The miserly mom, Johnny McCoy, will be with us. Tell how to squeeze every last dime out of your school shopping budget. Good stuff for parents coming up in the next half hour.